to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Well, today we get another dose of classic comedy brought to us by Lucille Ball and Richard Denning in My Favorite Husband. This is episode number 66, and it is entitled The French Lessons. It originally aired on December 9th, 1949.
Yes, it's the new gay family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning. Brought to you by the Jell-O family of desserts.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. Tapioca puddings, yes, sirree.
And now Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. Tonight is a big social night in Sheridan Falls. A very swanky new French cafe, Les Elements de Général, is opening, with admittance by invitation only. The Coopers are dressing in their best formal clothes.
Oh, darn this collar. I can't get it closed.
Well, don't work so hard, George. You'll get your dicky all dirty.
I'm only trying to hurry. You said we had to meet the Atterburys at that French restaurant at 8 o'clock.
Well, here, let me help you.
No, I'll get it. This collar used to fit me perfectly.
Well, you haven't worn it for a long time. Look, why don't you try putting one chin out and one chin in and fasten the collar between them?
Very funny. Here, if you're so smart, see if you can do it.
Okay, put your head up. There. Now it's all fastened. How does it feel? A little tight, huh, George?
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, you didn't look good with a black tie and blue face.
Wait till I tear the buttonhole a little.
Oh, George, I just happened to think. What if the menu's all written in French? Will you be able to order?
Si, senora.
Oh, you're going to be a great help. I know. We'll let the Atterburys order first, and then we'll take the same thing.
Bueno, bueno.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Liz. Haven't you forgotten something?
What?
Put your dress on.
It is on.
Huh? No. Well, what are they making dresses out of this year, skin?
If you think this is something, wait till I take off my jacket. Come on, George, let's go.
Okay. Oh, darn that collar button.
Well, where are the Coopers? I can't stand waiting in a restaurant.
I like it, seeing everybody all dressed up. Oh, there are the Rickies. Yoo-hoo! Well, turn around and wave to them, Rudolph.
I can't turn around with this collar on.
My goodness, Bob Fisher certainly has a gorgeous blonde with him.
Where?
It'd make you turn around.
What a dirty trick. Pardon me, madam. Would you hand me my collar button? It's in your soup. Thank you.
Rudolph, I just saw a menu on the next table. It's all written in French. Will you be able to order?
Ja wohl, Fräulein.
Oh, great. Well, look, let the Coopers order first, and then we'll take the same thing.
You crack the whip, I'll make the trip.
Hi, Iris. Hello, Mr. Atterbury.
Oh, here are the Coopers. Hello, George boy, Liz girl.
Hi, folks.
Liz girl, George boy. Where have you been?
Liz, your dress is stunning.
Oh, thank you, Iris. Your dress is divine.
Ah, bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Here are the menus. Voila, 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 and voila.
Never mind, Darkin. Oh, look at all the wonderful things on this menu.
What is Madame's choice?
Oh, I just can't make up my mind. What are you going to have, Iris?
I don't know. What are you going to have, George?
Well, there's so many good things. What are you having, Mr. Atterbury?
Ladies first. What are you having, Liz?
Oh, no, you don't. I started this.
Oh, come, come. Surely someone is willing to order.
You go first, George. You know, you could starve to death this way.
I would gladly break the ice, but I have already eaten.
I know. I'll count. One potato, two potato, three potato, four.
Please, please. This is a French restaurant. Allow me. Une pomme de terre, deux pommes de terre, trois pommes de terre, quatre. Cinq pommes de terre, six pommes de terre, sept pommes de terre, c'est tout. Ma mère m'a dit, apprendrez-vous.
Oh, that sounds good. Bring four orders of that.
I was merely counting. You must order now.
Oh. Me? Well, I'll have the, this.
I'll have the same.
Me too.
I'll have that too.
Madame...
We ordered. What are you waiting for?
Could I not please interest you in something else?
No, that's what we ordered and that's what we want. Understand?
Very well, madame. Four orders have closed on Mondays.
Excited, Katie. My French teacher should be here any minute.
Your French teacher?
Yes, Iris and I are taking French lessons. He went to her house first. Oh, it was so humiliating last night, Katie. None of us could read a word of the menu.
No.
Not one word. I'll get it. It's probably Iris. Hello?
Bonjour.
Is that you, Iris?
Oui, oui, Liz girl. That means yes.
I know. How was the lesson?
Bon. That means good.
Iris, how was the French teacher?
Ooh, la la.
Does that mean what I think it does?
Oh, girl.
Look, this may be a silly question, but did you learn anything, Iris?
Oh, I learned a lot. His name is Jacques. He's 31 and he's a bachelor.
I meant, did you learn to speak any French?
Well, certainly. Le crayon sur la table.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, I can't remember. It's either open the window, the pencil's on the table, or my uncle is green.
Well, you certainly didn't get much Oh, there's the bell. He's here now. Goodbye, Iris.
Oh, Madame Coutel, I am Jacques Duval. I kiss your hand.
Well, come in.
I have just come from the home of Madam Atterbury.
I know, and I can't wait to get started. I have the dining room table all clear.
Oh, no. I prefer to give you the lesson here, on this comfortable sofa.
Oh. You do, huh?
Mais oui, French is a romantic language and should be taught in a romantic setting.
Oh?
Especially to a student who is so beautiful.
Let's just stick to the lesson, Jack.
Jacques.
Now, what is the first thing?
The first thing is for you to sit closer to me.
Oh, now, just a minute. I think you should know. I'm married.
Yes. Sit closer.
You don't understand. I'm happily married.
Yes. Sit closer.
Now, look here, Jake.
Jacques.
I don't know what ideas you Frenchmen have, but my husband and I treat each other and trust each other implicitly, and we do not go in for this sort of thing. You understand?
Oui.
Good.
Sit closer.
Now, look here, jerk.
Jerk.
You better just leave and we'll forget all about the French.
Don't be upset. I always try to kiss my new pupils.
You do?
If they are attractive, yes. Of course, 90% of them say no, but vive la 10%.
Well, I'm definitely in the 90%. Understand, Sam?
Sam. Jacques.
Now, let's begin the lesson.
Very well. We take some simple words. First, ma pencil. See? Mm-hmm. Le crayon. Say it.
Le crayon. Mm.
The pen. La plume.
La plume.
Fine. Now, what is this?
La crayon.
And this?
La plume.
See, already you can speak French.
Well, suppose I go to a restaurant and they aren't serving pens and pencils. What do I eat?
We learn a little at a time. Oh. Here is more. The paper is white. Le papier est blanc.
Le papier est blanc.
The book is red. Le livre est rouge.
Le livre est rouge.
The chair is blue. La chaise est bleue.
La chaise est bleue. Hey, listen to me speak French. I sound like a regular parasite. The last time I saw Paris,
Hello?
Oh, bonjour, Iris.
Liz girl, bonjour.
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 Oh, gosh, one lesson and we're speaking French.
How did you like Jacques?
Oh, you were right. He was just dripping with ooh la la.
I thought you'd like him.
It's really cute the way he makes love to you and, until you tell him you're not interested.
What?
The way he makes love to you. Isn't it killing the way he tries to sit close to you on the sofa?
He gave me my lesson in the dining room. Makes love to you, huh?
Yes, I was mad at him at first, until he explained he always acts that way with his attractive students.
Oh, yes, yes! I had an awful time fighting him off. Well, goodbye, Liz.
Bonjour.
That means hello.
I know. I haven't learned the word for goodbye yet.
Come on, George boy. That's enough work for one day. I'll drive you home.
Okay, unchain me.
Very funny.
I'm coming. Well, monsieur, how's Iris coming along with her French lessons?
French lessons? She quit after the first one. It seems this Jacques fellow has some strange ideas about teaching.
What do you mean?
Didn't Liz tell you? He makes love to all his pupils.
Liz didn't tell me that. Are you sure?
Iris was flabbergasted. The minute he came in the door, he started making violent love.
Gee, do you suppose he's been making love to Liz?
George, boy, stop and think. If a man will make love to Marjorie Maine, he doesn't pass up Betty Grable.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That's right, boy. You keep saying that.
Of course, I could listen in on their next lesson just to make sure.
I'll help you listen.
But you don't know any more French than I do.
A masher is a masher in any language, boy. Besides, I want to study his technique. Maybe I can pick up a few pointers.
Well, the French are famous for their romantic leanings. But on their quieter side, they're famous for loving good food. And here's a dessert that'll make a hit in any language. Candy store pudding, a swell holiday treat. Prepare mellow jello vanilla pudding as directed. Pour into a bowl, cover and chill. Before serving, beat with a rotary egg beater until creamy. Then add one chocolate nut candy bar chopped in small pieces. It's a real party treat. Creamy, smooth jello vanilla pudding, delectable with chocolate candy. All three jello puddings are velvety rich and distinctive, chock full of homemade goodness. Jell-O vanilla, chocolate, and butterscotch pudding. And they're an extra boon in the busy holiday season because they're so easy. All you do is add milk, and they take about 5 minutes to cook. Stock up on all three Jell-O puddings tomorrow. Look for those big red letters on the box, because that name Jell-O is a registered trademark of General Foods Corporation.
J-E-L-L-O.
And And now back to the Coopers. It's evening, and George and Mr. Atterbury have met at the corner drugstore to make last-minute plans for Operation Eavesdrop. Jacques Duval is giving Liz her French lesson.
Donnez-moi mon crayon.
Bon, bon. Very good. You are learning fast. Now, ask me how I am.
How are you?
No, in French.
Oh. Comment allez-vous?
Oh, that is all right. Comment allez-vous? How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks.
No, I meant... Well, never mind. Now, do you remember how to say the cat is white?
Oui, indeed. Les chats est blanche.
No. The cat is not blanche.
Well, maybe you're talking about a different cat than I am.
The cat is not blanche, it is blanc.
Well, what's the difference? They both mean white, don't they?
Oui, but one is masculine and the other is feminine. In French, the cats are always masculine.
Oh? Well, that certainly must cut down on French kittens.
Let me put it another way.
All right.
You see, with the French, everything is either masculine or feminine. You Americans don't have that.
How long you been in this country, Jack?
I was referring to the language, not the people.
Oh.
Now remember, le chat est blanc, not blanche.
Oui.
Now, to continue. Let us say you are eating out. You want to order fish. So you say to your escort, poisson, Paul.
I wouldn't say that.
What would you say?
Poisson, George. I don't even know Paul.
All right. Poisson, George. Now, let us review what we have learned.
Okay. Donnez-moi mon crayon. Comment allez-vous, les chats et blanc et poisson, George?
Bon, bon, you can fool a Frenchman.
Well, I don't think I could fool him, but I might confuse him if I walked up and said, give me my pencil, how are you, the cat is white and fish, George.
Now, quietly, Mr. Atterbury, we don't want them to hear us. Duck down crossing the kitchen in case Katie strung up the clothesline.
What did you say? Speak a little faster after this, will you, boy?
Sorry. Come over here and we'll listen by the living room door. Now, quiet now.
Madame Coupin, êtes-vous prête à commencer la leçon encore?
Bonbon.
See, George? She said bonbon. The dirty rat brought her a box of candy.
Shh, they're saying something else.
Comment allez-vous?
Well, I certainly understood that. He wants her to come on out to the alley with him.
Obviously.
Comment allez-vous?
Bonbon.
You've got to hand it to Liz. He wants her to come out in the alley, but she'd rather stay here and eat candy. She's got nothing to worry about, George.
No? Well, what happens when the candy's gone?
Madame Cooper, s'il vous plaît, donnez-moi le couleur de l'écharpe.
L'écharpe est blanche.
L'écharpe est blanche.
They're talking about someone named Blanche.
Don't you get it? Blanche wouldn't go out in the alley with him, so he shot her.
And now, madame, Poisson George.
Huh?
Oui, Poisson George.
They're going to poison me. I've had enough of this. Well, this is some French lesson.
Oh, George.
Yes, George. All right, you snake in the grass. Get out of here and take your poison bonbons with you.
What?
George, what's the matter with you?
Get out of here, you home-wrecking rat.
Ma foi, I am insult.
I am insult right with you.
Madame Cooper, do you have a glove?
Glove? Yes, here.
Thank you. Take this.
Hey!
I challenge you to a duel.
A duel?
Oui, my seconds will contact you about the time, place, and choice of weapons. Bye.
A duel?
We welcome a duel. George, boy, we'll show this French fried Romeo the kind of stuff you're made of.
A duel?
What's the matter with you two? He didn't do anything.
Do you deny that he made love to you?
Well, no, but I put a stop to that the first day.
A duel?
You see, George, I was right. What'll it be? Swords or pistols?
From the looks of him, it better be smelling salts.
A duel?
Worried about that duel.
Are they really going to go through with it?
Yes, tomorrow morning at dawn in the cemetery. George is scared stiff, but he's so stubborn he won't back down. I'll get it. Hello?
Madame Cooper?
Yes?
This is Jacques Duval. Your husband, he has not been trying to get me on the phone, has he?
No.
Well, I wonder if he and I could talk this thing over.
You mean you don't want to fight a duel either?
Heavens, no. A man can get hurt in one of those things.
Well, why did you challenge George, then?
That's what we Frenchmen are supposed to do. And they told me that if you challenge an American to a duel, he will call up and try to get out of it.
Oh, they did, huh?
We... I've been waiting by the phone for 24 hours.
Well, don't worry, Jacques. I'll take care of George. I'll tell him I talked you out of it.
Oh, merci, merci. Au revoir.
Goodbye. Oh, Katie, George is saved. The duel is called off.
Well, Mr. Cooper will be glad to hear that.
Yes, but I'm not going to tell him about it.
What?
Well, Jacques won't show up now that the duel's called off. So I'm going to let George worry it out right to the cemetery tomorrow morning. Ha ha! Ain't I a stinker? Well, there's the cemetery, George. Won't be long now.
Oh, thanks. Gosh, I'm cold. Oh, what a miserable morning. Dismal and foggy.
What are you kicking about? I have to drive back in this.
Oh, Liz.
Well, come on, let's get out.
Okay. Oh, why did he have to make it the cemetery anyway?
Well, it saves time. It eliminates the middleman.
How can you make jokes at a time like this?
Oh, George, don't think I'm taking this lightly. This is the proudest moment of my life.
It is?
Yes, George. Today is going to make you a real hero. And I only hope my second husband has your courage.
Second husband?
Oh, I wouldn't marry right away. Might take months. Hey, look at all the people waiting there.
Yeah, they must be from the bank.
Gee, they're photographers and everything.
Ah, there you are, George. Thought you'd never show up. Well, let's get on with it. Good publicity for the bank.
Well, how can we get on with it without Jacques Duval? I have a feeling he won't show up.
What do you mean won't show up? He's here.
Well, you see, he called me on... Here?
Yes, yes. He told us George wouldn't show up. Glad you made it, boy.
Oh, this is awful. I have to talk to him. Where is he?
Over there. Four reporters are holding him. And hurry up. They have to get pictures in time for the first edition.
Jacques, come here. I want to talk to you.
Oui, oui.
What are you doing here?
What is Monsieur Cooper doing here? I thought I would show up alone, be a hero, and get some publicity for my French classes.
Oh, what a mess.
Come on. Everyone's getting impatient.
Oh, dear, we'll have to go through with it. Jacques, you shoot way over George's head, and I'll tell him to shoot over yours.
Be sure and tell him.
Okay. Back to back, over here. Here's your pistol, Jack. George has his.
George, farewell, my darling.
Bye, Liz.
Shoot high and miss him, because he's going to miss you.
Huh? Oh, okay. Hey, Liz, what if he doesn't miss me?
Well, then I will. Now, shoot high. Farewell, lover.
All right, gentlemen, stand back to back. Cock your pistols.
Shoot high.
Shoot high.
Now, you both know the rules.
At the count of ten, wheel and fire.
Should I?
Now, start pacing. One, two, three, four.
They're both down. I put blanks in those guns. How did they get shot?
Nobody got shot. The photographer dropped the flash bulb and they both fainted.
Yes, Lucille, where to tonight?
Oh, we're going to be arty tonight, Robert, and see how Jell-O makes out in the land of grand opera. Let's go, Wilbur, to the Met yet.
Me.
Pardon me. Could you tell me where Signor Lemondini is?
I am he.
Oh, say, that's cute, hey? You see, I'm the music editor of the Jell-O Pudding Gazette. Is it true you can break a glass by singing a high note?
Certainlini.
Certainlini? He must be Italian.
Redini?
Yes, I'm listening, Nini. Go ahead.
Well, I can usually break a glass by singing.
Hey, I'm a singer already.
Bah! You are no singer, I can tell. My ear is trained.
Oh, your ear is trained?
Yes.
Let me see it do something.
I mean musically.
Oh.
I will sing for you. I will sing Una Voce Poche Trio Jell-O Fa.
Here it comes. What does that mean, she asked, putting her foot in it? Pudding.
It means in your language, Jell-O puddings are a trio of treats.
Oh, well,
Jell-O chocolate pudding, luscious with deep-down chocolatey goodness.
That little title...
Jell-O butterscotch pudding with that buttery brown sugar flavor, and Jell-O vanilla pudding, rich and smooth as cream.
Well, it certainly stretches in the translation. Those puddings go a long way, hey?
Thank you.
Yeah, but my favorite aria is drip, drip, moo, bubble, bubble, clink, clink, clink.
What does that mean?
In your language, it means all you do is add milk and they take about 5 minutes to cook. Ha! Good night, Bob. George, wake up.
What's the matter?
Shh. There's a wild animal in the room.
What?
He's down at the foot of the bed. See him?
Yeah.
Oh, look at his big red staring eyes.
Wait a minute. I'll get my gun out of the table.
All right.
I got it. One, two.
Don't shoot.
What?
Oh, that's no animal. I forgot I put luminous nail polish on my big toes.
You have been listening to My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning. Tonight's program was produced and directed by Jess Oppenheimer, who wrote the script with Madeline Pugh and Bob Carroll Jr. Original music was composed by Marlon Skiles and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Be sure to listen to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband again next week, presented by...
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. Be-o-ka puddings. Yes,
sirree. Listen to Lucille Ball and My Favorite Husband again next week. Bob Vermont speaking. The Columbia Broadcasting System.
There are some pretty good one-liners in the episode this week. I never knew that if you were from Paris, that you are a parasite. Please send your questions and comments to host@classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Monday for another episode of My Favorite Husband and check in on Wednesday for the next installment of The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope. Until Wednesday, in the words of Bill Watterson, the problem with the future is that it keeps turning into the present.